all the way from Hawaii.
Got me by surprise. Okay, Woven in Paris. This was recently published, actually, so inspired by Picasso and the story of Gertrude Stein. I saw the lilac dress on a wire hanger at number 27. Reed gauche perfumed the now shabby petals of aubergine and rose, rooted in Georgette. Flecks of paint recall how Picasso rearranged your aching breasts. Was this the dress that lingered behind peeling blue shutters as you shed another layer of your skin? Or the dress you wore when Fleur clung to your hem of stability as you chopped time for the bourdabaisse, when all along it was you who hurried the most? Was this the dress you sullied while on your knees in Sacré-Cœur, searching for your lost virginity beneath the sanctuary of a stranger? Your mother's clock counts the minutes before you depart. Pink porcelain with chimes as sweet as the scent of freesias on a spring Parisian breeze. In Montmartre, peeling paint hung as heavily as the avant-garde. The free thinkers on an abstract plateau searching in Chagall, Surat, and the pointless in pointillism. Conformity and mediocrity imprisoned you. The ballet roof misshaped your choreography as dust caught in the lilac pool, danced freely as the warp and weft and speckled as you pirouette through the final curtain.
Thank you, Linda. That was pretty spellbinding, actually. Next up, Patricia White, please.
Thanks. I don't know how many of you are familiar with David Icke. He's the goalkeeper for Coventry United. But nowadays, he's more famous for his conspiracy theories.
He's a gatekeeper now.
The world is run by global elites, which is kind of full of shape-shifting lizards that perform human sacrifices, like repeatedly. The following day, Sheila encountered the worst disaster yet to befall the site. Declan, come look at this. The cabin's been broken into. Gabus went to review the back of himself. Hang on, where's the generator? And computer equipment? Who was supposed to lock up last night? I don't know, but it's probably Jack. Gabe was back up to Jack, who hadn't seen a face like his since Captain Hook wiped disaster on hand. You, Jack, weren't you supposed to lock up last night? Yes. Then why is the cabin open? What were you doing last evening? Get me a guess, smoking grass. Bloody typical, don't you ever even close the gate? I did lock you, asshole, look! Jack rummaged round the soil near the entrance to the cabin and found a padlock, which was obviously cut by a bolt cutter. Now, does that answer your question? Declan examined the padlock momentarily. Right, I see, Jack. I owe you an apology. Better ring Gardaí then. To proceed in the direction of the Rossendon prefab, with no one sure if heads were going to roll or if they would come out alive. The gas cylinder for tea and coffee was also stolen overnight, in addition to the hub. That could only happen to a place called Ballystard or a place of the menacing cow. Yeah, right. The house situation throughout today was proving anxious to see Declan and Jack return to sight, in hope they would gather more news regarding the burglary. When the squad car arrived that morning, people could not be distracted, the conversation being peppered with the possible outcome of today's events. I believe that Jack would get fired, but no one mentioned anything, as to do so would finish the race supply the drug of choice, particularly at parties. At break time, Declan went down to the cabin to break the news. Well, the story is, the CCTV showed there was a white double-registered van here around 8 p.m. last night. The Gardaí are on the case because no more seems to be said. No rent generator hot plates to bring your own plastic tea and cups to the builders. No wipe with computer records and back them up and report another desk. And so anyway, we have the contact sheets if you want to start from scratch. And no one's paying the ass has to be done. Jack Dutch's pay past Globus in the heaven. Does that make any sense to you? Lads, white van, double registration? Told you, the girl government bastards are onto us. Everyone was confused. What? What the hell are you on about, group girls? Government bastards? Oh, come on. What would you come on us for, people? Even if you are over in place, go by the stars. Of course, we're on Route 666. And I'm sorry, it's so late in the evening, we're all tucked up in our beds. Trying to find a razor for information. There was an ominous silence. Nobody could believe what they were thinking. What sort of half-hearted teacher is that, June Break? You're off your brain, quick, Sheila. No, it's not us partially with the information you wanted, Sister Jack. John took his head and shook his head in disbelief. He didn't quite what the situation needed. I'm not really going to answer that. If you're mad about the information, why would we set up the contact sheets? Jack, just get your head back in some shape before I'm out there and do a bit of work. What do you all this anyway? My landlady, you know those guys that you asked to turf all over the house? The player you needed to take the gold from Coventry FC. You know what I mean. Paul, John, Paul, you were there. Shapes and letters all over the crowd, word and something. God, don't you get anything? The guy started off the site, covering his head as if fending off amazing birds. Thanks.
Next up, Frankie Griffin, please.
Footsteps of Carberry, O'Connor, and Collins, men that had guts who marched and rode in troubled times with pen and pistol, a voice for the people, and near City Hall at Christmas time, late at night, dark and isolated in the quietness. If you listen with a sharp ear and a longing heart, you can hear the strained strings of walking on chords.
Rattling, trombone zoom, tenor sax screaming, double bass boom, guitars twanging, electric heights, chimes still tinkle to muted lights, silver flutes tootle, percussions brush, clarinets warble to alto sax gush, trumpet pouring, tambourines jing, hi-hat lifting to cowbells ring. Sirens blare, notes so shrill, harmonicas bleat to whistles trill. Banjos rat-a-tat will curtly reply to conch shell echo of piccolo high. Xylophones hit, but tubas rude, bongos rhythm get in the mood. Keyboards persisting, notes so brash, French horns burping, cymbals crash. Oboes blending as fiddles in sync, the jiving cats no time to think. Baby, that's jazz!
Thank you, Trish, Frankie, Seamus. So to keep the ball rolling, Lucia Pascale, please.
Thank you.
Such beauty tonight, and beautiful French language. Next we'll have there's a bit of confusion here with the numbering. Somebody's gonna go in the middle.
Oh, really?
Mary?
Oh, God.
Come here,
Mary. Hey.
This is based in something that happens in Japan. I don't know if it happens now, but there was so much pressure on young lads to do well that they decided, well, a lot of them just hid away in rooms and wouldn't come out and just turned their face to the wall. And the syndrome is called Hikikomori. So I wrote about it. Brakes screech in the Tokyo night, scraping the inside of his skull. Empty of answers, he needed to find in the crowded exam hall. At the house, he shoves past his mother, too stunned by his look to utter a word, hurries upstairs, locks himself in, turns his back on the world. Relief as the knocking subsides, her footsteps so light on the floor. Shame when he finds the noodles and fish she has left on a plate at his door. For months in his self-imposed jail, stale air, fetid breath, with no sky. He is mocked by a yellowing blotch on the ceiling that keeps catching his eye. Poleaxed by day, blinking at night as wavering clusters splatter the screen, he is held by image, motion and light. Joystick his only control. Earnest, methodical, forced to compete, he watches his father's dreams fall apart. Loss of face is his choice. This stylite who keeps himself hidden from daylight and noise.
Person is actually me. You ask. You ask. You ask for something beautiful. You ask for something beautiful, but hope. You ask for something beautiful, but ho, no, every pub is shuttered, and the time zones between us put on centuries each hour. No, they've melted down the statue of the physicist in the square. No, the fuchsia's burning in piles with the brambles and those little blue flowers no one ever really knew the name of. Now every pub is shuttered, and the banjos are skinned with dust in the department of silences. Now Tarragona, our city of bonfires, our city of casual drug use and vinyl, is consigned to the archive of snow. Know your scent, your cedar-hinting delicate scent. Know your scent. Next up, we'll have Kieran McCartan, please. These words came home with me from British Columbia, in Canada. You can step slow with the rain. They say that the rain has come, as though there was an inevitability to dark times and a luxury to the bright. But why should we accept that to be right? Or in fact, try to make things with their own life malleable enough to fit into our categorizations of honor? Would we not last longer and live stronger, finding where we fit in the world that surrounds us, rather than trying to fit finally the world that surrounds us into comfortable compartments of the mind, tainting its existence with that that has tainted ours and left us so many scars. We are drinking from the streams, shining on our knees, talking at the trees and listening to nothing but each other. Oh brother, call us developed because we've figured out ways to avoid each other's gaze and pick a life that best pays. Stumble through our days, throwing shining shield silver at a grey haze. Thoughts flowing in streams as we are typing in teams, writing reams and reams of developmental schemes, smoking nature's last dream. We are leaning on machines. Solved. It's really actually not that complicated. Next up, Alfred McGlinchey, please.
It's going to be something else that I can't. The attachment isn't down already, so this is just a small thing. It's called Blame the Jazz. On a hot summer night, the usual crowd, I follow the spiral banister, alcohol whirl. Stole at the top of the stairs. A leaping between us, like moonlight landing in a room. Dangerous games have their rules. You can't.
CNN. The gardener in Arizona has died. The man was called to a house in Douglas near the Mexican border to tend to the lawn of a 90-year-old homeowner. Driven into a frenzy by his lawnmower, the gardener's arms started interfering with the sky. His arms started interfering with the sky. They came down like drones, like a beard of drones, a big black beard of drones, homing in on him, said Moses, who was working on a water illusion nearby. It was like plague or darkness all over again. Captain Lafferty, in fire helmet and polished buttons, said, "We tried to use the hoses, but his face and neck were covered in black mass. The man suffered from a heart that was due to stop. A neighbor crawled through the hedge to watch the death. It was massive," said Mrs. Corelli. "I mean, it was probably 2 feet wide by 6 feet long, and so black and thick. Just stuck there on the lawn, pixelating, like a glitch when you're streaming a final episode. I climbed onto the roof to get a better view," said Mrs. Corelli's lover. "But he came for me, so I jumped into the pool. I've never experienced anything of that magnitude," he said. "It was so awesome. Like the end of the world in digital 3D. Like the end of the world in digital 3D. Down the street, a black teen with a telescope in his bedroom had been building a kite. When police entered and pepper sprayed him, they claimed he'd been mistaken for a white intruder. The kid produced ID and family photos, but then became profane when we handcuffed him," said officers at the scene. Later, the department issued a statement. "We are having positive discussions with the boy. We do not condone racial profiling or people wasting our time on alleged sightings of Exodus chapter 10. This state always enforces legislation on citizens interfering with the sky. This state always enforces legislation.
Charles Stark, please.
French history starts with Louis XIV and finishes sometime in the 1950s. It's just preliminary remark. Originals from French history. When the peasant dies, the king must write. Labyrinths of words make dripping pleasure gardens. Efficient collectors of taxes build orangeries and hunting lodges. The king smiles and the peasant dies. The armies march to Denain and Malplaquet in a coach with his three queens. King Louis comes to siege. The king dies and Demas. At dinner parties in Paris, there are found Chinese, Mexicans. The perfect shape of doorway is hard to find in the centuries of ideology.
And French history still exists. Cédric, please.
This poem is from a friend of mine living in Montreal. So he writes in French mostly. His name is Fabrice Coffey. And this poem is called Trinité. I will read it in French book, French, and some sort of translation that somehow managed in English. So if it doesn't make sense, that's my book, I guess. Je suis tiraillé entre mes trois mystères. Mon cœur de cire cherche l'amour d'une vanne de fer. Mes pensées hydrogènes se lèvent de matériel désert. Mon âme incrédule cherche un dieu qui erre. Chez moi, faire le ménage, ce qu'il me faut, c'est du courage dans mes deux mains. La peur, peur de mon lendemain. Unpulled apart between my three mysteries. My heart of what yearns the love of an iron maiden. My bubbling soul, unloaded the dry matter. My faithless soul, sick and wandering in God. To clean what's within, I will need to clench on some grit of two hands. But the fear of how will it end.
Thank you very much, Adrian. Next up, we'll have Max Creedon. Jesus, Max, your handwriting is written very good. It's unbelievable. I can actually read him. Max, everybody!
It's short and sweet, just related to the drums and related to Seamus as well. I was the order of my son there, he was a student by day, and he turns from rock star to a DJ lately, and he turns up early in the morning and goes to college. So it's called The Drums. It's both the bells, bells. Harken, here comes the drums, cliche. My son's arrival announced. Bush telegraph through our privet hedge. Rumbles through the cattle grid. Dunch dunches his way up the drive. Swinging past the branches, he relaunches his return. With a cargo full of various capsules. Boomboxing his way to home. Windows down, he comes aground to dim the speaker's surround sound. Their primal equinoxial dream in a bass beat and treble in an ultra space full swing. Now silent, their black felt has muffled its scream. Sigh out with an ease, I breathe his home. His martial amps pumped up back inside, bearing their beside the mic. He rests on a velvety pillow, his bland pleasure dome. He sleeps his dreams from 2 hours till morning. At last, the set piece, every number played, and that piece.
We're nearing the end now, only three more people left in the list. You're probably exhausted, I'd say. Next up, we have gentleman, I think it's his first time here tonight. It's okay, though. We're all still friends. Dermot Hunt, please.
This loss of illusion brings on this delusion, a curtain raised before my eyes, and I knew that I could now see all there is to life is to be. We are until we are not, then we'll be what the world forgot. Do you know your ancestors' deeds, their lives, their loves, and their creeds? We will become like all the others, forgotten by their long-dead mothers. Only the spectacular live on, the chaff are all dead and gone. What will be your legacy? You'll be forgotten, just like me.
Good man, thanks a million. And Helen Kavner-Ronan, please.
Assignment to write a 100-word synopsis of a reader. So I mean, any decent poet wouldn't write 100 words of prose. So well, maybe just prose. So it's just the three little verses about a reader called Sean O'Reader. And not for him the quiet men are the stamp of Hollywood, the ancient tones trampled under since the Act of Union, the shadow singer in Cole, the beating drum of the wind by Worry's palace. Kyotori Kulin, Misha Era, spawned the revolution. A nation like the blind harper clawing in the dark awoke. The harp that once, silent on the kine, rebirthed sounds anew. No more waiting at the big house, cap in hand. Seed hosted by a generation, the body band, Clancy, moving hearts, horsewhips and the denim. Michael dancing at the crossroads of the world, the soundtrack of our soul. Planted by a reader, blooming still.
Rob Burkhardt, please.
I offer it anyway. Well, lads, you can do 30-day poker time. Give me a bit of that, so. And I also need the sound of falling rocks and thunder. Eastern European poker.
Okay.
Sorry for being so dancing. Thank you.
wave throws the cliff face back at itself, chipping and grinding pieces of kiss and flint, rolled and spun together with force and flung. Hitting, cracking, splitting and sparking, red like the green gold and incandescent blue. Rebounding, mixing, becoming liquid, becoming particle, finite molecular phantasmal. Can you hear the thunder? Can you hear the rocks moving? Here comes the wave! Here comes the wave! Connect flame, licks cliff base, lightning flickers or fissure, tunnel and vein. Here comes the rain. Thunderhead breaks overhead! Thunder! Already wet, becoming waterlogged. Runnels and rivulets swell and flood. Hillside shift, cliff face frowns, then slowly, then more quickly, starts to slip, to fall down.
Thanks everybody for a great night, really enjoyable. I'm guessing some of you guys, if not all of you, are going to be playing over the weekend?
Yes.
Yeah. And where can we see you again?
Well, different outfits.
I'm
with a big band called Tuxedo Junction in the deep south, Friday evening at 6, Saturday afternoon and Monday at 3 o'clock, and in Gallagher's on a Saturday night at midnight, it's up with a blues band and DLV on Sunday night.
You're kept busy, so.
And Pat's with him.
And in the Barbarossa. Friday, Saturday, Sunday evening.
And the Aft Crimes Band, the famous Aft Crimes Band, I forgot to mention earlier on.
The dodgy band.
Yeah, we're in Juries on Friday at 7, Saturday at 9, Sunday in the Cork J Radio Museum at 4 to 6, and then the Ballroom of the Metropole on Monday night at 10.
So, they're basically unavoidable for the weekend, like, if you're around, you'll see them somewhere. So, let's have one more round of applause, please. Please. For Pat. No, I meant. Thank you very much. I suppose it'll only be appropriate, really, if you play this out with one last tune. That'd be.
Yeah.
If you're comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
on the bass here, Mr. Pat Barrett.
Messing with the kid. thank Paul for inviting me down, Paul Casey. Thank you very much. And also Billy, a great Paul and his team. And a great home to the accompanying Patrick Collins and everybody else here. Thank you very much.